In the famous words of the Sefer Chinuch in Mitzvah Shin Vav, regarding the Shoresh of the Mitzvah of Sviras HaOmer, he establishes that just as Klal Yisrael after the Gula Mitzrayim counted, connecting and anticipating Kabbalah Satorah, so too every year we count down to Kabbalah Satorah on the 50th day Chag HaShavuos. And in the past we've mentioned one of the great Bali Musar and Sichas Musar, Rabbi Moshe Chevroni, who says that there's a Kabbalah Satorah every single year on Chag HaShavuos. And he writes, "Sheyesh chiyuv b'chol Chag HaShavuos leKabbalah Satorah, v'chein muchach miachinuch mitzvah shinvav." And he proves it from the Sefer HaChinuch. First, I'd like to ask one question. What's the source for this concept that there's an obligation on every Shavuos, year in and year out, annually, to be Mekabbalah HaSatorah? How do we know this? I mean, we have various mitzvahs that apply on all Moadim, and certainly Chag HaShavuos in Beis HaMikdash has its unique mitzvahs. But Vushteit, where does it say? What's the source, the origin for the Chiyuv of Kabbalah HaSatorah on Shavuos? And I believe the answer is a Gemara in Masechta Shabbos on Daf Kuf Chav Tes Amid Beis. There the Gemara is dealing with various dimensions of Hakozas Dam. You may remember that with back in the day, within the context of healing and medical brius, pu'ulos shel brius, there was something called Hakozas Dam. And this was a method which probably, we don't have the science of it, but back in the day, they used to do this in order to clean the blood, to purify the blood. And the Gemara establishes that this is not a very safe procedure to engage in on Erev Yontif. And the reason for that is because we don't want Hakozas Dam on Erev Yontif because of Gzeira Mishum Yontev Diatzeres, because of Chag HaShavuos. And the Gemara explains why. What's the problem with Hakozas Dam? Why is it so dangerous on Erev Shavuos? And the language of the Gemara is the Nafik Bezeka, that somehow at this time period there's a Ruach, a Zeka, Ushmei Tavuach. And the name of this particular, we'll call it a malach for lack of a better term, a zeka, ruach, is tavuach. Tavuach means it has the power to destroy. And why would it destroy and why erev Shavuos? The Gemara says, and I quote, "The ilo kiblu Yisrael Torah havetavach le lebisrayu uledomayu." And this statement of the Gemara, that if Klal Yisrael are not involved in an adequate way, in a proper way of Kabbalah HaSatorah, then there's Tevach, there's Chas V'Shalom, death. You know, you let blood and it might continue to bleed incessantly without stop. That Sakana is a result of Lo Kibbal Yisrael Torah. And this is Paskin in Shulchan Aruch. The Gemara establishes that on Erev Yontif, in general, we prohibit Hakozas Adam, and it's Gzeira Atu Erev Yontif Vatzeres, because of Lo Kabbal Yisrael Torah. Now, if this was only relevant to that first Kabbalah Torah back at Maimon Har Sinai in the Midbar, then why would this be established as Halach, as a Sakana for all generations? And the obvious conclusion here is that each year annually, we are required, we're obligated to be Mekabel Torah. The Ilo Kibul Yisrael Torah is then Havilei Tevach. It could be very dangerous. And this could be relevant to contemporary halacha for a person who's going through the extraction of a tooth or other kinds of minor surgeries in which you bleed, that should be avoided on Erev Chag HaShavuos. Because as we enter into Chag HaShavuos and we've got this open wound, And if we don't live up to our obligation of Kabbalah Sator in the proper way, the most sincere, profound way, we may be in danger of losing our lives, Chas V'Shalom. And this, of course, is reminiscent of the Chazal in the famous Sugyan Shabbos Peches of Kabbalah Sator of Maimon Har Sinai, where it says, Kof Aleihem Har Kigigis. Then when it says, V'ra'ichan Yisrael Tachas Ahar, what does Tachas Ahar means? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu lifted up the mountain and hovered over their heads. Im Tegablus HaTor Mutavim Lav Shom Teikvu Raschem. We're talking about something very, very dangerous, where we have an obligation of Kabbalah Satorah. The alternative, if we don't live up to our requirement, is Shom Teikvu Raschem. And in fact, when we speak about Adas Korach, who rebelled against Moshe, they denied his authority, they didn't accept the Torah, because included in Kabbalah Satorah, the Pasuk says, Gam Becha Yaminu Liolam, is the belief in Moshe Rabbeinu. You cannot separate the belief in the Torah from the belief in Moshe Rabbeinu. Korach, by rebelling against Moshe, is really rebelling against the Torah itself. And therefore, Shom Tehei Kvur Aschem, Korach is going to be buried. They didn't die as a punishment. It's just a natural consequence of their rebellion and their undermining the authority of Moshe, which means the authority of the Torah. Without Kabbalah Satorah, it's Shom Tehei Kvur Aschem. And this is something that repeats itself, Halacha, Lidoros, Lamaisa, with regard to the pachad that we have to have as we enter into Chag HaShavuos. We have to refrain from Akazas Dam, the procedure that was popular back in the day. And today, we would have to avoid any kind of procedure on Erev Shavuos, which would entail extracting blood. That would be a sakana. And this is the Gzeira of Shom Teikvu Raschem that remains in place for all generations. And that, I think, is the source for the Sefer HaChinuch. He doesn't quote this Gemara, that annually we have to receive the Torah. The Sefiras Omer is that bridge, that countdown in which we anticipate the day of Kabbalah Satorah, the day on which we are required to be Mekabbalah Satorah. But the question that I want to raise with you today is, what does that mean to be Mekabel Torah on Chag HaShavuos? Let's take a look for a moment in Parshas Vaschanon, some of the psukim in Perek Dalet of Dvarim, psukim Tes and Yud specifically. And by reading these psukim and thinking about them, we want to wonder about our connection to that historical great moment, that glorious moment in Jewish history of Har Sinai. The pasuk says, "Rak yishmor lecha u'shmar nafshecha miyod pen tishkach es hadvarim asher ro'ei necha pen yasuru milvavcha kol yimei chayecha v'odatam levanecha levnei vanecha yom asher amadeta lefnei Hashem Elokecha b'chorev." The language of the psukim, if we analyze these words by the standards of all of the Torah, where we know that Hishamar Lecha is a Lashon Lav, Shmar, Nafshcha, Pen, it would seem that there are three Lavim here that enjoin us from forgetting Maimon Har Sinai, Hadvar Mesharo Einecha. And not only that, there's a positive command, Vodatom Levanecha Velevnei Vanecha, Yom Asher Amadet Levnei Hashem Elokecha B'choriv. We are commanded to remember that day on which the Torah was given at Sinai. And although we don't find that the Rambam counts these psukim in his enumeration of the Tariq mitzvahs, the Ramban in his Hasogas to Sefer HaMitzvahs, if you take a look at Shichas HaLavim, he says HaMitzvah Shnia, the second Lav, which the Rambam omitted, is shenimneinu, we are prevented, shlo nishkach mamad Har Sinai, v'lo nasir oso midateinu. He interprets the words pentishkach zadvarim as a requirement of a constant memory, a zchira of lo nasir midateinu, that which was experienced by our forefathers in our Sinai, aval yu einenu v'libeinu sham kol hayomim. And he quotes these psukim. And then he writes, v'akavana b'zeh gedola miyod, meaning the toeles here, the purpose and the goal is great. She'im ayu divrei Torah boim etzleinu mipi navi bilvad, if we only accepted the Torah through a navi, and that's it. Without what it says here in this pasuk, asher roe neinu, then, even if we accept the status, the truth, and the reliability of this navi, he came forward, he gave us osos umofsim, he passed all the tests, we have every reason to believe that he is a navi emes. But nevertheless, we're still in a precarious situation, because down the line, im yakum bikirbenu navi, bizmaimen azmanim, and he will command us to do the opposite of the Torah. V'nasan eilenu, and he'll give us osos amofsim, is then we're in a state of confusion. It's aid keneged aid, or trey keneged trey, if you will. It's one navi against the other. Now we're confused. Avol, but on the contrary, higienu hator mipi hagvura. We directly heard the Torah. As Nenu went into our ears, vein Nenu rose, and we saw it with our eyes. Ein shamim tzai. There is no navi who serves as the intermediary between God and ourselves. We directly experience the giving of the Torah. Is therefore nakrish kol cholek. We'll be able to argue against anyone who disagrees with us. We have absolute clarity. V'chol sofek nishaker oso. We'll reject any possible doubts, and any Navi that will come forward and contradict the Torah, we will assume absolutely that he is perjuring himself, he's a liar. And none of the osos and the miracles that he performs will be meaningful. We are able to testify without any shadow of a doubt that he is a false prophet. And that's all included, says the Ramban, in Gam B'chaya Aminu Li'olam. It's all part of this belief in the giving of the Torah, because Anachnu Yodim V'Edim. We know, because we heard Mipi Agvura V'Enein Aroas, and we saw it. And he goes on to quote the parsha in Re'eh of Ki Yakum B'Kirbuch HaNavi Sheker. And therefore, this is the Yesod HaGadol in Torah. And we are enjoined from thinking anywhere elsewhere. Pen Tishkach HaZadvar Masharo Anech, under this Lav, which has to be incorporated into the Taryag. And not only that, he says his Hiru, his here pen yosim and alev milodiam lebanim ulivnei vanim ledoros olam. We have to constantly transmit the belief in the Torah and the experience of Maimon Har Sinai. And not only that, this emuna in the giving of the Torah is so fundamental. It's the basis for all our beliefs. And of course, you could ask the question, well, how can we constantly remind ourselves of what we saw or what we heard when we didn't actually hear it, we didn't actually see it? The answer is that we trust our ancestors who have transmitted this generation after generation through the entire chain of Knesset Yisrael, the link. We don't believe for one moment that they lied to us. Ramban doesn't embellish this here, but he does elsewhere. And Rabosai, this obligation to be constantly aware of Maimon Har Sinai, not to forget it, without Asach Mesech Das, is not limited to Chag HaShavuos. This mitzvah, the Ramban doesn't circumscribe. He would establish this, together with all the other Tariq mitzvahs, as a constant mitzvah that applies the whole year round. So if that be the case, let's swing back to our original established point, namely that on Chag HaShavuos we have to accept the Torah and re-experience, duplicate Maimon Har Sinai, but that's something that's obligatory the whole year. And now the question that we want to formulate is, what's unique about Chag HaShavuos that doesn't apply the whole year round? And this question can be embellished even further when we open up the Rambam in Hilchos Kriyat Shema Perek Aleph, when he defines the essence and the content of the three parashas of Kriya Shema that we required to read, to recite twice daily. He says that Yesh bo Yichud Hashem, Avaso v'Talmudo. We have Yichud Hashem, we have Avas Hashem, we have the learning of Torah. This is a constant daily mitzvah, twice daily. We accept Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shamayim, the essence of Kriyat Shema, on a daily basis. So if that be the case, if we're committed to Yichud Hashem Avaso, to the Torah of Hashem, what's unique about Chag HaShavuos? What does it mean to remember the day Asher Amadeta B'Chorev? That's obvious. We have to remember on a constant basis, the whole year round, the day in which we stood at Har Sinai. What then is unique about the, so to speak, the Kabbalah Satorah, as we saw it in all the sources, the Kabbalah Satorah of Chag HaShavuos? And in order to move forward with this, to make some sort of progress, and to see exactly what's unique about the Kabbalah Satorah of Chag HaShavuos, since the whole year round, it's Kilu Ra'inu, we saw it, Kol Adoros, Lonoyed Shekel Levanenu, etc., etc., we'd like to introduce the words of the Ramchal. And here I want to continue with a certain fear, a certain wariness, because I'm basing myself on what I heard from my Rebbe. You may know that I learned after a year in Eretz Yisrael, I learned by Rav Moshe Shapiro for 2 years, and he, Tzol Zayin Gesund, gave us ideas and concepts that came from a higher world, and I can't claim that I always understand them, but just to get a little bit of a taste of it, and don't fault Rav Moshe for anything that you cannot understand in my presentation. There is a book by Rav Moshe Chaim Litzato, the author of many, many books, called Maimer HaVikuach, which, as the Ramchal presents in his introduction, is somewhat of a dispute or a confrontation between the Choker B'Sichlo, he who analyzes things logically, as opposed to someone who has a Kabbalah. He's accepted the essence and the truth and the sources of all truth, but Kabbalah Mirabosav, as he accepted them in the transmission of Torah from his Rebbeim. And in this work, the Ramchal sets up a dichotomy, if you will, between Shamayim and Oretz. Everything down here on Oretz is Golui, is absolutely revealed. But the Shoresh HaDvarim, that's already up in Shamayim. That's already not Golui, but Nistar. HaShamayim, Shamayim LaShem, Voretz Nasad Livnei Adam. And what does that mean, the Shoresh HaDvarim? The Shoresh HaDvarim, which is concealed, and is only revealed in the heavens, is a reference to what we would call the tachlis, the purpose of every existing being. The tachlis, the shoresh. What's it all about? The essence of God's creation. And the Ramchal presents the following thesis, that although there's an absolute split between that which is Goli Baretz and Shamayim, Shamayim LaShem, that which is Nistar up in Shamayim, that the Shoresh HaDvarim and the Tachlis of every creature and every existing being, nevertheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves Klal Yisrael. And there was one moment in history, one critical, momentous, dramatic, profound moment, the moment of Maimon Har Sinai, V'kara Lanu Es HaShamayim, Kara Miloshin, to rip, to tear, to tear the Shamayim. The Shamayim is concealed, but it was, so to speak, opened up. We speak in Chazal about the fact that the Shechina came down from Shamayim at the time of Maimon Har Sinai and rested on the Har. In the Ramchal's frame of reference, when you have a kisui, when you have something that serves as a separation to conceal, and you cut open, you tear open that kisui, that's what happened at the moment of Maimon Har Sinai. And what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu do for us down on earth when He cuts open the Shamayim and reveals that which is concealed? Hero Lanu is called Sharshe Advarim Kulam. He revealed to us in one Harifayim, in one split second, all of the Shrashim, all of the meaningful purposes and essences of everything, of all the Dvarim Kulam. This was Makif, the entire Metzius, all of reality, became Golui. That which belonged to Shamayim now was revealed down on earth. All the systems, all the constellations, everything that's been concealed, that's complicated and beyond human comprehension. When we speak about ripping clothing, the concept of clothing symbolically means the covet of a person. When you rip that, you're being mashpil, the person, the opposite of covet. Instead of giving him honor and glory, you reduce that glory. And that's what happened. The glory of Shamayim came down through that act of Kriya. And all the Dibros, the Aseres HaDibros at the time of Maimon Har Sinai, which Chazal say, Kulam Nemru B'Dibur Echad. In other words, all the Aseres HaDibros, which revealed that which was concealed about in Shamayim and the Sharshi HaDvarim, that was Beherifayin, in one split second, revealed B'Dibur Echad, everything together. And when Hashem said, Anochi Hashem, He was being tokea, He was actually forcing into our hearts, or lo yilacha, something that belongs to higher worlds. And this was a revelation with absolute clarity. Ma'inyono tachliso v'shosho shall call davru davar. Why was everything in the world, every existing being, created? Everything and all the answers to this question about every being and its purpose became revealed in one split second simultaneously. Of course, obviously it's impossible for the mind, the logical human intellect, to grasp all of this in one Harif Ayin, to be collate and to integrate into its intellectual system of understanding the entire universe and all its meaning and purposes. And therefore the Choker Besichlo is incapable of accepting this idea, but Misha Makabel Asharshi Advarim Bekabolami Rabosov, he knows and he appreciates what this all means. Now, I'd like to study with you what is inherent in the Aseres HaDibros, this amazing Gilui that the Ramchal is describing of the entire universe and all its purpose, the underlying purpose of every single being in the universe, and it's all inherent in the Aseres HaDibros, and it's given over to man. And in order to clarify this, I want to mention the Gemara at the end of Sukkah with regard to Simchas Beis HaShoreva, and specifically hone in on Hillel. Hillel HaZaken used to declare at that Simchas Beis HaShoreva, Im ani kan hakol kan. And once again, the concept of hakol kan, this is not Hillel boasting about his greatness. Hillel was the paradigm of humility, after all. But hakol kan refers to the entire universe and all its meaning and all its purpose and the divine goal, the teleology, if you will, that justifies the creation of every single thing. That's hakol kan. And basically what Hillel is trying to convey here is that we have to receive the Torah and as a result understand Hakol Kan. Everything is in the Torah, and Ani, the Ani, is also the Torah. And there's a chibur here to a true definition of the ideal form of man. We are subscribing now to what we call a Tzuris Adam, but we have to link up and appreciate what that Tzuris Adam in its true, genuine, perfect, ideal world is. we look at this world from a different perspective because we're so influenced by the falseness of this world. But if we would look through pure, unadulterated, true eyes and visions, we would see that the entire world is, in a sense, collapses or unifies in man. Chazal tell us in Midrashim about Adam HaRishon. Everything was within him. He was kol everything. Kol olam kulo. Misof olam v'ad sofo. This is the creation of man. The Tzelem Elokim concept means that man, in a sense, is a microcosm containing within him. The ani of man contains, is kol el within him, all of the universe. Misof olam ad sofo. Imani kan akol kan. Man, says the Mishnah in Sanhedrin, was created, Yechidi was created, one man, because Kol HaMakayim Adam, a man saves a person, one individual, Ki Lukiyim Es Olam Mole. Man is an Olam Mole. We don't have that perception. But if we had that perception, I call it the Maimed Har Sinai moment, to rip through all the concealing machitzos, and to pierce this truth of Shamayim, what we would see is a vision of man as an olam mole, man who's misof olam ad sofo, who contains everything, all the shrushim of the universe. Man is in truth an olam mole, and therefore everything in the universe is included in the ani of man, the identity, personality, the self of man. And we're not talking about man as an intellectual being. We're talking about the entire matrix of what man is. The Ani has inherently in it the entire universe. And therefore, when Hill declares, Imani kan hakol kan, hakol means the entire universe, everything that God created is in man. And this is what happened at Matan Torah. And the Haftorah that's read on Chag HaShavuos, on the first day, and in Chutzah it's the second day, but on the first day of Sukkot is Yechezkel Perek Aleph, which is the Maisa Merkava. And there Yechezkel describes the four Chayos and the Tzuros, and he describes the Kisei, and then he speaks about Ala Kisei. And he says that on top of the Kisei, Lamala, is it Dmus HaAdam? Why is the Dmus HaAdam Lamala? Why is it all the way on top? And the answer is because man, insofar as he's born, he's created B'Tzelem Elokim, man has everything. Man contains within him everything. And therefore he's Ala Kisei. This is a concept called Shechina and Kvod HaShechina. We say Mibsari Echseh Eloka, I can look into my own form and see the entire universe. This is a chibur, a complete connection to the Tzuras Adam, the Tzuras Adam Me'ala Kisei. And this is not only the thesis of the Ramchal, but of a later giant in Jewish thought, of the Nefesh HaChaim Rav Chaim Volozhin, in his introduction to his book. And he says that the Ikar of Ka'ol Ikarim, the most primary fundamental idea, is the Tzelem Elokim. And that is the essence of Bria. The Bria of man is the Bria of Atzuras Adam of Tzelem Elokim. Man is a creator of worlds, and he carries within him the Shem Elokim. He's a Tzelem Elokim. Elokim is the name of creation. All of the Bria. And therefore, Reb Chaim goes on to establish his very famous words and principles that man controls the entire universe and impacts on the entire universe through his actions, because after all, his actions, his speech, his thoughts can either raise the entire Bria, which is inherent in him, or Chas V'Shalom, the opposite, he can be mashpil all of the world, the whole olam. And this gili of Matan Torah, this gili of Shechina, is really, in essence, the Gili of Tzuras HaAdam. The Shechina means the Adam Me'al HaKisei. And although these concepts are very esoteric and very Kabbalistic, beyond our rational comprehension, we have to understand that there's a Dimui, a Dimyon, some sort of a similarity between the Tzuras HaAdam and the Yotzer HaAdam, and the Creator Himself, that's called Tzelem Elokim.
And when we speak about Al HaKiseh, we're talking about Malchus, that if the Kiseh is the Kiseh HaMalchus, the Tzuras HaAdam in the genuine sense is above the Malchus, the Melech, he's Me'al HaKiseh. And why is that so? Because this entire concept of Malchus is really the Tzuras HaAdam. Man, in a sense, is the king. He really controls and disciplines the entire universe. And it's very difficult for us to comprehend this revelation that took place at Har Sinai, that every single man should see and feel and grasp how far this goes, and what the Tzelem Elohim means in the true, genuine Tzuras HaAdam. But somehow, when a person declares Ani, I, and presents his identity first and foremost to himself, like Ilah Zokin did, Hakol Kan, what man is admitting, what he realizes is that he is an Olam Mole, and the entire world is somewhat collapsed and incorporated into him, into his Ani. That's what became revealed in Matan Torah, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was called Kores HaShamayim, where he revealed all that which is concealed in the Bria, and what was revealed is the Tzuras HaAdam. That the Tzuras HaAdam down here on this earth corresponds to the Tzuras HaAdam of Yechezkel's Mara Nevua, Mara Merkava, Mi'al HaKiseh. That the Sod, the secret of all of creation, is the Tzuras HaAdam, Shemi'al HaKiseh. This is something that Yechezkel beheld, and this is something that was revealed at the time of Matan Torah. And every single revelation of the Bria all emanates and is connected to that which is concealed up in Shamayim. The Medrash tells us, HaShamayim, Shamayim, LaShem, V'Aretz, Nasan, Lifnei Adam, that there are really two Rishriyos. There are two separate domains. One is Shamayim, one is Aretz. And they never mixed, except for one time in history at the time of Matan Torah. Moshe goes up to the mountain, and in fact what happens is that the Shekhinah comes down from Shamayim, Vayered Hashem Mehar Sinai. It means at the time of Matan Torah, there was a revelation of Shamayim down here in Oretz. And therefore, anyone, any individual is Mekabel Torah on Chag HaShavuos. This is something that goes way, way beyond simply accepting the Ol, the responsibility of Torah, the Yichudo, and the Avaso, and the Kabbalas, Ol Malchus Shamayim. This is not just remembering Har Sinai as an experience in which we meshabed ourselves, we commit ourselves. No. What we're talking about is on Chag HaShavuos experiencing Maimon Har Sinai as the revelation of what the Ani is, who man is, the Adam Shemi'al HaKiseh. We are called upon on this day of Chag HaShavuos to grasp the entire breadth, the hekef of the entire creation. All this is included in the Ani. And the Gaon, supposedly Vilna Gaon, said that when it says in Parshas Hazinu, Halo Hashem Tigmu Zos Am Navo V'lo Chacham, Halo Hu Avicha, etc. And Unkelus says, what is Am Navo? Kabilu Oraisa. That we are called an Am Navo because we accepted the Torah. Why does Unkelus translate Naval as Kabbalah HaTorah? And the Sefer Divrei Eliyahu says in the name of the Gaon that there's a tremendous taina against Klal Yisrael. Why did you need the Kabbalah HaTorah? Avraham Avinu came to understand the Torah from himself without a revelation, without the Kabbalah HaTorah. Why did you reach the level of Avraham Avinu? In that sense, your need for Kabbalah HaTorah makes you into an Am Naval. You're deficient because you didn't reach the level of Adam, of Avraham Avinu. It's unbelievable that, according to the Gaon, the way he understands Unkelus, we, every single one of us, has to be and is expected to be like Avram Avinu, like Chazal say, Chayev Adam Lomar Heichan Yagiu Maisiv L'Maise Avosav. Now, Chazal asked, how did Avram Avinu come to know the Torah and accept the Torah? And there are two opinions in the Medrash. The first one is much more popular, much more well known, and that's Nasilo Shtei Klayosav Kishnei Rabbonim. But the second day in the Medrash says, Me'atzmo Lomad Torah. What does it mean, Me'atzmo? The answer is, he understood that within the Ani, within the Tzuras Adam, you can find the entire universe. And that is because Istakel Baraisa Baral, because the universe is a reflection of the Torah, and the Torah is the blueprint for the universe. Avram Avinu reached that Ani to understand and appreciate the self and the essence and soul of a personality, of a person, even without Maimon Har Sinai. The Torah is within us. It's inside the Ani. Kol HaTorah Kula. It's all there in the Ani. Again, the true, genuine Ani, not the Ani that people, we could call it a ziyuf, a forgery of the real Ani, the Ani of today, the Ani of someone who gets a number, a tudat zahud with a number on it, or a passport with a number on it. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about the identity of self as the hekef of the entire world. That is identical with the Torah, because the Torah is the shorish of all the dvarim. Every Jew has a chelik in Torah. And the Torah is within him, it's inherent within him. If we would only appreciate the Ani, we would have a grasp of that revelation of Har Sinai, in which God opened up the Shamayim and revealed the secrets on this earth. And just like we accepted the Torah back in the time of the Midbar and Maimon Har Sinai, Avram Avinu accepted the Torah Me'atzmo, but he shows us and he demonstrates for us to what extent we have fallen short, we're far away from understanding and appreciating ourselves. We have no clue how to see within ourselves the entire gamut, the entire breadth of the world and the Torah itself. We don't appreciate that we have the entire Torah itanu with us. She's there. She's inside of us. We have to get to the Ani that's genuine if we remove and penetrate beyond all the veils and all the pollutions and get back to the truth. What we would see and what we reveal is the true genuine Ani, the self, which is the Torah itself. And therefore the Zohar says on the Pasuk, Zos HaTorah, Adam Ki Yomus Ba'ol, that the Adam is a mirror image of all the Tariq Mitzvahs of the Torah. And then Nefesh HaChaim again, Reb Chaim Volozhin emphasized this idea that there's Tariq parts of the human body, with the limbs, the Shsar Evarim, and the 365 Gidin and so forth, it all parallels the Tariq Mitzvah of the Torah. So that when we read the parsha that we began with today, of Hishamalacha, and Pentishkach Zadvarim Asharoe Necha, that we have to remember and never forget Har Sinai, it may mean something the whole year round, that Tzchira, but it has a particular, unique, singular meaning on Chag HaShavuos. The Pentishkach HaDvar Mesha Roei Necha. The Roei Necha is a reference to that revelation when the Shamayim, as a concealing mechitza, as a membrane that covers the Shamayim and conceals the secret stone, was ripped, was open, and we can grasp and glimpse at the Ani, the true nature and essence of man. Of course, as I said before, man as a rational being cannot appreciate, cannot intellectually grasp this. But we're talking about the Torah being the Ani, not in an intellectual sense. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah, and with it the possibility of becoming so connected to the Torah in a way in which we will have absolute clarification, which is beyond all doubts. Just like we don't doubt our own existence, the Ani, the I, is a given. It's a definite. It's an absolute truth. If there's one absolute truth that you cannot doubt, it's the existence of oneself. Cogito ergo sum, as Descartes said. And therefore, when a person identifies with the Ani, he removes any suffix about the Ani. There's no room for debate about that. And our Kabbalah HaTorah should be way beyond the Kriyat Shema of twice daily of Yichudo, Avos, and Talmudo. It's not just all Malchus Shomayim and all mitzvos, but rather we're talking about on Shavuos a Kabbalah HaTorah bi'atzma. Bi'atzma means that just like we accept our lives, our kiyum, our existence, and there's no question about ourselves, there's also a din that in our avoda we need to grasp in this very revolutionary way that the ani, the essence of self, is identical with the sharshei advarim of the entire universe, embodied as it were in the Torah. And it's fascinating that if you open up Hilchus Eidus and you talk about those potential witnesses who are disqualified because of relatives, they're krovim, and there are also to dargas, different levels of krovim. There's Rishon B'Rishon, Sheni B'Sheni, Rishon B'Sheni, etc., etc. There's one unique category that stands on its own, and that's kigufo. We're talking about ishto kigufo. Kigufo means hu atzmo. And in the Bria of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's some sort of mitzvah of kigufo. As we say in the Sheva Brachos Hiskin, mimenu binyanad. Mimenu means from himself, mitoch atzmo. And the chibur between male and female, between husband and wife, is to bring back to the atzmo as it was the atzmo, the Hiskin mimenu binyanad yad. This is not kirva, this is not a father and a son, this is not two brothers, we're not talking about kirva, we're talking about gufo. And here the Gaon Mivilna says something amazing. Chazal say on the pasuk Yom Chasunaso. Yom Chasunaso zeh Matan Torah. How do we relate to Matan Torah? We relate to Matan Torah like a chasana. It's anachnu atzmenu. The Torah is us. It's the eye of a person. I mean with a letter I. And the Gaon says that there are two things that are part of man, essentially man, and yet man has been separated from those two things and he has to find them again. He's lost them. Because just as man was put to sleep and a limb of his body was removed, the tzela, and now derech shel balaveda lachzor achrei avedoso, he's got to reunite himself with that part of his body that was taken, and that's kigufo. That's a hiskin lo mimenu binayat. So too says the Gaon, the Torah was an essential part of him. Every single Jew has the Torah. The Malach, as we saw in Nida Daflamin, teaches the Torah to the embryo. Every person is mechuber to the Torah and to all the parts of the Torah. And then when the embryo is born, Soso Malchum Shakol Kol Torah Kula, now he's lost his Torah, just like he lost a tzel of his body, and now Derech Shel Balaveda Lachzor Avedos, he has to re-find his Chelek in Torah, he has to reunite with the Torah. It's going to be Kigufo. We're not talking about Krovim, we're talking about Kigufo. And therefore, says the Gaon, there are two categories, two inyani nisuin of marriage. There's a man marrying with his own chelek that was taken away from men who his kimenu binyanani dan, and there's a man marrying with a different chelek that was taken away. That's the chelek of Torah. That's my ani. And man has to look for that ani and be mechuber to it and make it part of himself as it once were, as it originally was, and it's meant to be. It should be chelko mamish, as exactly as it was from the get-go. And this is what we're obligated to do year in and year out on the time, the Zman of Matan Torah Seinu. We have to go back to Maimed Har Sinai and we have to find ourselves and reunite with the Torah. Chazal tell us that every Dibur and Dibur, when they heard each one of the Aseret HaDibros, Parcham Nishmasan. So the Gemara asks, And if Parcha Nishmasan, how do they hear and receive the next Dibur? And the Gemara tells us that Horital, Hashem, in each Dibur brought down some sort of magical tal, a dew. It's the same tal shasid lahachius amesim. It's a tal of tchias amesim because parchal nishmasam they needed the tchias amesim. And where was this tal? Where was it located? It's in the dibur itself. It's munach in the koach of Kabbalah Satorah. Accepting the dibur means accepting the tchia. The tchia, the power of this tal of tchia is inherent, is licked. It's munach betoch hadibur. Our lives are in the dibur of each one of the dibros. When we speak about in the Birchas Kriyat Shema Avas Olam Ahavto Sonu Torah Mitzvahs V'nisvach Dibri Sor Secha Kem Chayenu, we're talking about what does mean Kem Chayenu. The greatest pleasure and the greatest simcha that we have is Kem Chayenu. It's a chiyuv of receiving chayim. Chayim, life, is something that we cannot separate ourselves from. Ki heim chayenu. We cannot be mistalek from chayim. Chayim was completed with the Kabbalah HaTorah, with the tal that's machayim mesim. That's something that's with us constantly. We can never be separated from it. And this is what we have to achieve. Our obligation on the time of Matan Torah is not the Kabbalah of all our Torah and mitzvahs, as we said earlier, that we do twice a day, but rather to return and re-experience Ma'avad Har Sinai as Yom Chasunoso, a special obligation to receive a new, shall we say, Tudat Zehut, an identity card, to understand who we are, to be Mischaber, to be connected with the fact that this is the Ani, that this is something that we can be mischaber to because the Torah really belongs to us. We are a reflection of the Torah, and the Tzuras Adam Amitis, we are the Torah. And if we have this tremendous craving through re-experiencing Ma'amad Har Sinai to connect with the Torah as our essence, Kiyem Chayenu, then the Torah itself, as a personality, connects to us. The Torah itself loves and desires a person of this sort, of this ilk. Rashi tells us in Sanhedrin Tzadites, interpreting the statement of Rabbi Yitzchak, quoting the Pasuk in Mishlei, Nefesh Amel Amelolo, Kieko Falav Piyu, Hu Amel B'makom Zevitaros Amel Eslo B'makom Acher, says Rashi. What does it mean that he sweats it out, he's working and toiling in Torah, and the Torah is working for him? Says Rashi, Torah Meleslo, Shemachazeres Olav. The Torah is looking for him. Just like he looked for the Torah, it was his lost chelek, his lost rib, so to speak, the chasana of Yom Chasanos Ma'amad Har Sinai, of the Gra. The Torah also is Mechazeres Olav. Says Rashi, Mevakeshes Me'es Kone, Limsar lo tame Torah v'sodoseha v'sidreha. The Torah is looking for the person who made a possession and acquisition of the Torah, and the Torah, I'm going to read Rashi the way the Yad Ramah has it, the Torah desires limsar lo tame Torah v'sisareha, not stareha but sisareha. The Torah wants to reveal to this person who's Amel B'Torah the deeper underlying meanings of the Torah and its secrets. For kol kach lomen, why? Bisha akav shekofaf piu al divrei Torah. He, in a sense, lowered himself. What does it mean? What does it mean, kofaf es atzmo al divrei Torah? It means he's trying to be mischaber to the Torah. He's looking for the Torah. And the Torah itself wants to be mischaber to him. The Torah itself is part of him, part of his essence, and therefore the Torah wants to find its place, its resting place, so to speak, in the soul of such an Amel B'Torah. Yiratzom epi his will, that we be zocher to this level of Kabbalah Satorah, to appreciate that Torah is us and we are the Torah. Each one of us has to be Mechazer Achar Avedoso. Look for the Torah, to be Mechaber to the Torah, to realize that Maamad Har Sinai is a Gilui, that man incorporates everything because man is a reflection of Torah. The Torah is him, the Torah is Atzmenu, the Torah is Hiskin Mimenu Binyan Adayat, it's Atzmuso. And if we'll be zocha to that Torah, then for sure the Torah will be Machzeres Achrav, will look for us and guide us in understanding its deeper meanings. Tamei Torah v'sesareha, we should be zocha this Shavuos and every Shavuos to intensify year in and year out, ascend the mountain, Miyala Bar Hashem, in our commitment to Torah, but more than that, not just commitment, that we do the whole year round, but to experience the Torah as an essential part of ourselves, game chayenu, that should be the siyata d'shmaya that we receive from Hashem, ken yiratzon, amen.